total change of pace. Okay. Total change of pace. I think I'm now going to go like this. Yes. One person, just me. Whereas the people before me spoke about the big, big picture, the big systems, the history of the universe, the whole thing, I am now going to talk to you about a very, very small thing, which is I am one of the, I guess in the context of what you just said, I am one of the individuals who spent a little bit of time in my career working on making one of the little nodes in this huge system better. And that's why I'm here. I am a sculptor, and I work as an artist. I have a gallery in Chelsea, Julie Saul Gallery, and I spend my time in my studio where I sit at my table and work on little things. And this is an example of my work. It's only about this big, and it's sort of jewel-like. The techniques I use are to some degree sort of jewelry scaled. I'm interested in nature, in little things, in also just in my sort of personal process of making this stuff. And I'll just show you a few of the kinds of things I've been working on over the years. I got involved in this project, which I call Bee Work, which is essentially a ceramic sculpture that is sort of exploring the world of bees. And so basically I sat in my studio for a long time working on this work, and it would go to the gallery and someone would buy it and they'd put it in their house, and that was sort of how things went on for me for a while. There's a piece, the pieces, I make these small pieces and they can sometimes end up as larger wall pieces. In this case, this was a piece, again, about sort of the cycle of bees. And there's the pollination, and then you end up with the fruit, and you end up with the birds eating the fruit as well as eating the bees, and sort of going to this cycle. Again, the work was very intimate, small, fragile, jewel-like. And I was very happily doing this until one day I got a phone call. And it was a phone call from an office called the MTA, Arts for Transit. It's a long name, so I want to make sure I say it properly. The MTA, Arts for Transit and Urban Design. Catherine Meehan was on the other end of the line, and she invited me to put in a proposal for a public artwork. And I developed my proposal, put it in, and it was selected. And as you were saying, it was selected through a long process of community input, through various groups had to okay the design, but it became suddenly, I guess what I'm driving at is suddenly I was taken out of this little private practice that I had of making these little things, very much directed by my own ideas, my own vision, my own interest. It would just sort of go day to day, just sort of putting these things together, and at the end I'd have enough, and I'd put them up in a gallery, and that would be the show. Suddenly, I was pulled out of all of that and put into this very public world that I had to function in. And the project that I was selected for was turned out to be a great gift to me, in that it was to help decorate, beautify, add to this really wonderful but quite decrepit station in Sunset Park, New York. It's this wonderful little building that was built, it was opened in 1917. It was designed by Squire Vickers, who was one of the very first, I guess he was the first and major designer for the subway system. He designed what you think of as that classic tiled subway look. He worked on the system for about 30 years, and he built this little, again, almost jewel-like, little, almost kiosk-sized station that had fallen into disrepair and had never really been worked on for almost forever and have never really been updated at all. And finally, with actually money from the stimulus program that the state applied for, the city got the funds to restore and to rehabilitate this station. And in the end, we ended up with something like this. I was responsible for the... they completely updated it, historically replaced the copper roof, cleaned up the tile work, really did wonderful work inside. And you may or may not know that New York State has a law called Percent for the Arts, which it means that for all public building, 1% of that budget is put aside for artwork for that site. And so that money was put aside for artwork for my project. And what I ended up doing was a kind of a translation of the hives that I had been working on in ceramic into bronze gates and finials to go around the site of the station. These are actually working doors. It involves, there are 400 bees. The bees are each about 4 inches long. There are two sets of gates, one on each side of the station. It was done in a very traditional way. Again, very, you were talking sort of futuristically almost. I was working very, very old school. It was, I worked with a wonderful foundry in Queens called the Modern Art Foundry. It was started in the 30s. It's run by, it's a fourth generation family run business in Queens. I would make my original sculpture out of wax, and then it would be translated into bronze. And here's, this is, they're actually pouring the bronze for one of the doors. And again, it was became this very, very public process for me. This process where instead of working in my little studio, I was out in, I'm now working with this, with machinery, with a whole team of technicians, with, you know, workmen, grinders, all kinds of things, big machinery, essentially a factory working behind me. So it was a very different process for me. A detail of some of the bees. And here are some of the finials. And I would like to say that as it's really been it was a great opportunity to be brought out of the studio and be sort of put out into the street and talking about, you know, the future of the city and all. I would say that each time I go out, I have reason to go out every once in a while. And almost every time I go out, I see somebody taking a picture with their iPhone or whatever it is of the gates, and I think they are enjoying this. You know, they're getting something back. But at the risk of sounding too schmaltzy, I'd like to say that and maybe this is also directed to the future, that I think the most gratifying thing to see is kids looking at it, and to see kids sort of playing with it and sort of interested in it and all of that. And I think that's because when I see it, I think these kids are being given an idea of what this place can be. You know, it used to be this mess. It used to be this messy, unfinished, dirty station. And now they're looking at it and they're saying, oh, it can be this. And when I see that, I think, you know, in their heads, they're thinking, oh, you know, things can change, things can move on, things can be different. There's a lot of possibility. And so I'm particularly gratified when I see that. Thanks.